Okay, on Friday, we start out at 5 o'clock with a car show, and it'll be up here at Kissinger, and it'll be up by the trees. It's really very beautiful when we do that. We'll have the ice cream social. Both churches are hosting that, and that's a good thing. And you'll come inside and get your free ice cream. You can sit inside if you want or not. Pork producers are going to be at the Ballfield concession stand from 5 to 7, and the 4-H Club is going to serve. Bouncy houses will be on the upper level. We're going to start those between 4 and 5, I think, and those are free. It's all free, so between 5 and 7, and that's our Friday.
Tell me about Saturday activities.
Okay. On Saturday, our parade begins at 9 a.m., we have 8:15 for the lineup. It starts at the fire station on 500 Roosevelt. The little kids will have their bikes and they'll be judged for their decorations. They'll precede the parade. They won't go as far as the whole parade. And then everybody else will continue. There'll be tractor show. There'll be all kinds of things. Those bikes, those kids are going to get three prizes, three different levels, sponsored by the Iowa State Bank here in Merrill. Then we'll go to the barbecue cook-off. It starts at the Merrill Town Square on Main Street. That starts at 9, and that'll be judged by two of the folks coming from different TV stations in Sioux City. The vendor fair is down in the lower level of Kissinger, and that'll be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There'll be a lot of things to choose from. There is air conditioning. That'll be a good thing. The concessions will be provided by the Girl Scouts, but also we have Carol's Kitchen on the upper level. Carol's Kitchen is a great source for good stuff to eat. Then the bouncy houses are back from 11 to 5 p.m. Those kids are going to get worn out that day. We're hoping they are anyway. And then our street dance is going to have Ben Grillet. It's going to start between 6:30 and 7 p.m. downtown on Main Street. Free will donation. And there's a motorcycle group that just started out on a run early that morning, and they're going to end up about 6:30 or so at the dance. So that's going to provide a crowd. And Ben Grillet has been around this area a lot. I hope we have a good crowd.